Now, from R2-D2 to the Terminator, robots are a common theme in modern fiction. But not many people realise that the robot was born in Prague exactly 85 years ago. To celebrate its birthday, a project at the University of Cambridge in England examines the life of robots and their Czech creator. Brian Sabin reports.
Thanks, Rob. I'll tell you, out on the streets, most Czechs can tell you who made the term robot famous.
Karel Čapek?
Yes, Karel Čapek.
Robot, Karel Čapek.
Karel Čapek? Karel Čapek.
Karel Čapek, Czech writer.
Karel Čapek was one of the great writers of interwar Czechoslovakia. His play R.U.R., Rossum's Universal Robots, coined the term to describe human-like androids that perform mundane, repetitive labor. In 1921, the play opened here in Prague and introduced the robot to the world. Now, Cambridge University's robot project explores their life, their history, and what they say about us. I got a hold of organizer Kathleen Richardson and asked her just what inspired her project.
You know, going back to the original play and finding out about the original robots, I was kind of inspired to put on the play. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to put on the play, also have an exhibition and get speakers in and have films and use all these different mediums, really, to explore the question about what makes us human.
What sort of stuff do you have on display at your exhibition?
The exhibition begins by looking at the first robots, which not a lot of people know were never mechanical, but in a literal sense, only in a metaphorical sense. And what happened was in the 20s, it was other artists that began giving the robots its metallic and its mechanical form. The idea of a mechanical robot became so popular, Čapek issued a public reaction against this. He said this is a horror, that the themes of his play have been re-represented in the kind of ways that they were. So he must have felt that he'd created a Frankenstein's monster back in the 30s.
What has the response been so far to this display?
We've had a lot of interest, actually. I mean, with the whole project, we've come to think of robots in a kind of a subcultural way, or, you know, as characters in Star Wars. So really what I wanted to do with the whole project again was try and reclaim the kind of robot as not only a technological object and an entertainment one, but as a political object to think with, really, as Čapek intended it.
How is the robot a political object?
Well, it was developed at the height of the kind of labor movements in the 20s, when clearly themes of work and people's place within the working system was very much prominent. And actually, Čapek and his brother Joseph is the one actually who gave him the idea of the robot. They wrote a play in 1908 called The System. It was like the source of their inspiration for the robot. And in it, there's a character in it who says, you know, I want to turn the worker into machine. I want to get rid of his camaraderie and his feelings of compassion, because I don't need those things in my factory. So it's very much inspired by the whole issues of work and how we treat each other, you know, in a kind of modern system of work.
And that was Kathleen Richardson, organiser of the robot project at Cambridge University. And she was speaking there to Brian Sabin, who is very, very human indeed.